Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
yeah. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'ma be loving you. Now everybody that's up in here, throw your blessings so it's clear.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. Praise God for you guys tuning in. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. The scripture for this morning is Exodus 33:14. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Again, Exodus 33:14, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Also, I don't want to forget the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Guyana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, Zimbabwe, and Mexico. Remember, we are praying for you guys, even though you're not able to praise God openly, know that you have people overseas praying for you. We're not going to prolong the time. I'm going to go ahead and bring on the woman of God. Overseer Penn, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am here.
Good morning, woman of God. The floor is yours, and let the Lord use you.
Praise the Lord, and greetings from here in Conyers, Georgia, in the United States. Just wanted to give you greetings and blessings before we got into what the word of the Lord is for us on this day, this beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we bless God for it. Listen, I just thank God for the opportunity to be able to come and deliver to you what the Lord has delivered to me. I thank God that I am a vessel that he is able to pour in and through, and I give God glory now for all that he is about to do in your life as a moment of time that we have to spend with him, to receive from him the word of life. I strongly believe that every time we hear the word of God, that our faith increases. I strongly believe that every time that we hear the word of God, our spirit is fed. For truly, the word is the bread, and we thank God for Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life, the living bread. So we thank God for him. We bless God for his spirit, and we thank God for the empowerment that he has given us even now to do and say and speak what he has called us to speak. And we bless God for the woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I praise God for her and her vision and what all that God has called her to do in this season, in this hour, in this dispensation of time. So if you don't mind proceeding with me in prayer, hallelujah, before we get started, Father, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that those who have a listening ear will hear on today. We pray in the name of Jesus that this word that you have provided to us is not only a word, oh God, that is written, but it is life-changing. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for power. And we give you glory now in the name of Jesus for your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that even though we are not in a place dwelling together physically, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we have connected, Father God, spiritually. We thank you, oh God, that your spirit is abiding amongst us. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we are connecting, God, in the realm of the spirit, so that we, Lord God, can pray and be effective, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We thank you, oh God, for empowering the righteous. We thank you, Father God, for all that you are going to do and say in our life. We thank you that this is a moment where we are pivoting, oh God, into the direction that you are calling us to go. Lord God, your word is a lamp unto our, it is a light unto our path, and we thank you, hallelujah, for direction. We give you glory for for changed mindsets. We bless your name, God, for the elevation in the spirit. Every low place, we are rising up now in the name of Jesus. Every place where we are weak, we are becoming strong now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we have the power of life and death in our tongue, and we speak life into every dead situation in our life now. We thank you that your word is resurrecting us. Your word is giving us a life. Your word, God, hallelujah, is watering every situation in our life. And we release our praise unto you now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Right where you are, take a moment and praise God in advance for all that he is about to do in your life. Hallelujah. Every place that the enemy thought that he had you bound, every situation, hallelujah, that the enemy thought he was winning in, we praise the Lord on today, because this is our day of change. This is our day of being renewed, restored, and empowered in the name of Jesus. We declare this is our day. Hallelujah. This is our day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord has already made this day. No matter what time it is in your time zone, hallelujah, know that this is the day that the Lord has already made. Glory to God. Yamashaya. Catch the revelation of that. He has already made it. In other words, even though you woke up at the hour that you woke up and your eyes opened, God had already made the day. Jesus, he had already made the day. He had already considered your hours. He had already considered your minutes. He had already considered your seconds. The Lord had already stepped into your day and made your day. He opened the door. He opened the blinded eyes. He opened the ears that could not hear. God had already done it. You just live to this day. Oh my, you just opened your eyes to this day. You just came in to this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Lord wants you to know, hallelujah, that is done. Glory to God. Hallelujah, that it is done. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is done. It is done. Listen, whatever you need from the Lord. Oh, my God, I hear him saying this. Whatever you need from him, hallelujah, that you need by this week, the Lord said, I already made that day. Whatever you were expecting in 2 months, the Lord said, he already made that. Oh, glory to God. Whatever door you need to be open in December, the Lord said, I already made that. Oh, glory to God, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Praise the Lord. I pray that they encourage you on today. Listen, I'm going to St. Luke 22. Hallelujah. St. Luke 22. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. St. Luke 22. I'm going to read out of the King James Version, starting from, hallelujah, verse 25. Let's go to verse 25. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 25. And then I'm going to go to Matthew 5. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. We're going to reference Matthew 5, but we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 10. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to start right at verse 13. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read St. Luke 22. And it says, and he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them. And they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is child as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth, is not that sitteth at meat. But I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation, as I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at any table or at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 31, here's where I want to go. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 32, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fails not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Jesus said all of this to his disciples. What I'm going to do, where you're going to judge from. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. He said, listen, you're going to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. You're going to sit at my table in the kingdom that I am preparing. You're going to eat the meat from this table. You're going to serve as I serve. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, he said, you are they which have continued with me in my temptation. Listen, he said, you have been appointed as I have been appointed. All of this, glory to God. And then he gets to Simon. After all of this is spoken, he gets to Simon and he says, Simon, but you have, the enemy, your enemy, our enemy has desired to sift you, Simon, as wheat. Oh, God, hallelujah. You're going to sit, hallelujah, at my table, Simon. You're going to judge the 12 tribes. You have walked with me and you have endured with me through these temptations. You're one of the ones that I have pulled close to me, but Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. But I pray for you. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. Hear God on today. Hear God on today. There is much he desires to speak to us. Listen, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, it says, For though we walk in the flesh, still reading from the King James Version, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. To the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you for bringing these together, because this is what the Spirit of God has desired for me to speak to you on today. Hallelujah. Listen, Jesus speaking to the disciples, began to speak to them through a perspective of kingdom. He began to speak to them through a perspective of where they are headed, through the perspective of giving them hope. Hallelujah. He put it in their lap. Listen, this is what you are asking me about. Who's going to sit here? Who's going to sit there? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? He said, listen, that's a whole lot of fleshy stuff. You always want to know the fleshy stuff. You always want to know, hallelujah, what's going to happen on tomorrow. How is this pain going to affect me in my body? He said, you always want to know about the fleshy stuff, but let me give you some hope. You're going to reign with me in the kingdom of God. I know that you are going through these things, these light afflictions, but I need you to understand and grab hold to kingdom. Oh, my God. I need for you to change your mindset. I need for your mind to be renewed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And listen, because your mind has to be renewed, the enemy is going to come after you to keep you from being in the process or coming through the process of the renewed mind. Oh, my God. I need for you to understand on today that the mindset of every Christian must be renewed in order for us to grab hold to the hope of glory, hallelujah, to grab hold to the kingdom aspects, to grab hold to the kingdom promises, the things that he had for us to do in the kingdom, although we are on the earth. Oh, my Lord, hallelujah. I still have this spirit within me that desires to complete my assignment that I have been sent here on earth to do, my purpose, my destiny. The spirit within me desires to do that, but my flesh desires to serve, listen, the things of the world, to consider the things of the world, to consider the light afflictions, to consider the things that are hurting me, that is making me depressed, that is giving me headaches, to consider the job, to consider everything else around me, but my spirit desires to serve the Lord with my whole heart, listen, and lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge him. My spirit desires to live out the word, but my flesh, hallelujah, is at battle with the thing in the spirit that I desire to do. Oh, my Lord, that's the reason why I get tired in the flesh when I attempt to do my assignment that God has assigned me to do in the kingdom. You cannot, listen, you cannot complete what God has desired for you to do in the natural. You must walk this thing out in the spirit. And your enemy, your adversary knows that there is a war with going on within you, within your members. He knows that there's a war. Hallelujah. And he wants to come and add ammunition to the war that's going on. He's not trying to empower your spirit, but he's trying to empower your flesh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The mind is the playground of Satan. It is the playground of your enemy. It is the place where he comes and he desires to dwell in your mind. Why? Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But I love the way our Savior responds to everything concerning our fleshy questions. He always responds to us with a kingdom response. In other words, change your mind. If a man hits you on one cheek, turn the other. If he asks you for your coat, give him your cloak. Oh, if you see someone in need, hallelujah, glory to God, don't just walk past them because you only have one piece of bread, but give them the bread that you have and watch that God will supply your every need. Come here, woman, hallelujah, that Elijah has been sent to, hallelujah, by the Lord, hallelujah. When the Lord said, I have, hallelujah, given this assignment to this woman to take care of you, even though the brook is dry. Oh my God. In a famine, she only has what she needs for her and her son to live. But the Lord said, but I've given her an assignment. Don't forget your assignment, even though your life may seem like you are in a famine place. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know who that was for, but the Lord desires for you to have a mindset to think, have your mind renewed on today. Hallelujah. So listen, this is what the Lord has given unto us on this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants us to consider victory and defeat. Hallelujah. He wants us to consider what is victory. How does he see victory and how does he see defeat? Satan has come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He has come to sift you. He has come to sift you as wheat. Hallelujah. He has come to sift you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in my studying of sifting in our spirit, I have discovered that sifting has nothing to do with you, but everything to do with faith. Sifting has everything to do with faith. Here, Christ has told them where you're going to sit and where you're going to judge from. Oh, my God. And Simon, you are about to be sifted. Satan desires. He hasn't made it known to Simon, but Jesus knows. Simon, you have not entered into your sifting period, but I want you to know that it's coming. He desires to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you. This is what I prayed. I prayed that your faith fail not. Listen, he said, I didn't pray that you don't get hurt. He said, I didn't pray that the cancer don't come. He said, I did not pray. Listen, I need you to hear me on the day. I didn't pray that the lights don't get turned off. I didn't pray that the water don't get cut off. Listen, Jesus said, listen, I did not pray, hallelujah, that you don't lose your job or your house. He said, but I pray that your faith don't fail. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, which lets us know that even though hard times come in our life, what you need to hold on to most of all is your faith. Your faith in the God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you are able to ask or think. Oh, my God. Why? Because it is according to the power that is working within you. Oh, my God. There is still power that's working within you, even though you are going through what you're having to face in this life right now today. Your faith cannot fail. Your faith, I'm praying that your faith do not fail. Why? Because with God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Jesus, help us on today. Satan does not want you. That's the first thing that the Spirit of God let me know. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but they help me. Listen, he don't want you, Satidra. He don't want you. He wants what's in you. He don't want the flesh in you. He desires what's in you, Simon. Hallelujah. Satan desires to sift you as wheat. Ooh, but when everything else settles, I pray that your faith is still there. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He wants what's in you. He does not desire. Listen, we always pray because it's our car, our money, house, children. Hallelujah. Our husband acting up, the children running stupid. And all of this stuff is happening around me. But that's not what he wants. He wants your faith. He wants you to be distracted. And if you can be distracted, if you can lose focus, hallelujah, then he has the upper hand. He desires to sift you as wheat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, if he can sift you and he can get you off focus in the sifting process, then your focus will be off your purpose. Hallelujah. It'll be off of your destiny. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I need you to hear me on today. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your faith. Oh, glory to God. I wish we was in church because I tell you, hallelujah, to high five your neighbor and encourage your neighbor. Don't lose your faith, sister. Sis, don't lose your faith. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No matter what happens in your life, don't lose your faith in God. Don't lose your hope in God. Hallelujah. I received a message from a young lady. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On one of my posters, she said, out of all the things that I encounter in life, oh, my God. Hallelujah. I don't believe that God loves me anymore. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. It broke my heart. I said, Lord, why would you allow me to see this? Out of all of the posts that people post on Facebook. Why did you allow me to see that? And he said, remember, hallelujah, it was at one point in your life where you thought that I didn't love you because you was going through all kinds of hell and everything that was happening in your life and life was turned upside down. You questioned my love for you. Oh my God, I almost lost my faith. Oh, God, but I had to be reminded. I had to be reminded, hallelujah, that it's not about me, but it's about what I am and who I am in God. It's about the anointing that's on my life. It's about the assignment that I have to destroy, hallelujah, the works of the enemy. How you're going to come against the gates of hell, and the gates of hell will not prevail against you. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you shall win. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Souls will come to the kingdom of God as a result of you fulfilling your assignment, your purpose, and your destiny. God wants you to know on today, hallelujah, glory to God, that it's not about you, but it's about what's in you. Hallelujah. He wants that. He wants that. He's coming after that. He's coming after that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's not about all of that. It's not about the houses, the cars, the money. Hallelujah. Your husband. It's not about that. That's a distraction. And it's a major distraction because women, it hits us in our heart. It's a matter of the heart. It hits us in our emotions and we respond to it. Oh, God, we respond to it. Am I telling you it's not supposed to hurt? No. Am I telling you you shouldn't cry? No. Because for every tear that you cry, oh, my God, hallelujah, for the pain that you experience, God is going to give you double. Oh, my Lord. He's going to wipe every tear from your eye. He's going to help you to understand that, no, you go through these things, he is still with you. Your God will never forsake you. Hallelujah. But Satan wants you to stop. He wants you to stop. He wants you to come to a complete stop. And I'm here to declare and announce to your enemy, hallelujah, that as a result of this word being embedded into your spirit that you are receiving, because not only are you listening, you are hearing. Hallelujah. You will never stop. Oh, God. You will always proceed. You will always move forward with power and might. You will be strengthened on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you will know that in the end, you have the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And can I declare to you that even in this, you're going to get the victory. In it. While you're in it. While you're going through, you're going to get the victory. In it. Because he would not win. Jesus told Peter, he desires to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. You're going to have a testimony through the trial, through this trial, in this trial. My faith did not fail. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wants that purpose. He wants you to lose sleep at night. Hallelujah. The enemy wants, I want to tell you what he wants, his desire. He wants you not to remember the vision. He desires for you to forget about the promise. Ooh, don't let him win, sister. Don't let him win today. He wants you to sleep on the plan of God for your life. He wants you to sleep through it because you've given up hope. Because of everything else around you. But I'm here to encourage you. Don't do it. He wants you to stay depressed. He wants you to remain lazy. He wants you to be, he wants you to procrastinate on the plan. But somebody needs to tell the enemy you won't win. He wants you to forget about it all. And if he can get you there, if he can get you in your mind, oh, glory to God. If he can get you to think a different way, hallelujah, concerning the things that God has called you to do. If he can get you to doubt on today, he wins. Oh, but on today, I declare and I decree that he does not win in the name of Jesus. Why? Because the word of God tells us how to win in every situation. Oh, God, Jesus didn't say, hallelujah, that it won't come, but he gave us, listen, Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 10:3, he wrote to us how to win, how to overcome. He said, cast it down. He said, cast it down. Because when you see what's happening, you begin to fall into what you see, and rather falling into what you see in the spirit. You begin to succumb to the natural thing rather than succumbing to what you see in the spirit. Calling those things that are not as though they were. Hallelujah. So you need to cast down these imaginations and every high thing, hallelujah, that is exalting itself against the knowledge of God. Woo, what's the knowledge of God? The knowledge of God is what he has spoken. The knowledge of God, hallelujah, is what he has given you. The knowledge of God is what he has said that will not return back to him void. Spirit of God, let us know, hallelujah, before we pray, he let us know God has already stepped in, hallelujah, hallelujah, into your tomorrow. Your day is already made. So do not succumb to what your current situation is. Your door is already open. Live to it, because it's going to happen. Live to it. It's going to happen. Oh, I got to encourage you. I got to encourage you. I see the time is moving past us, but I need to encourage you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, he said, cast it all down. Cast it all down. I'm telling you how to get victory. How to get victory. You got to cast it down. You got to cast it down, because even though I'm going through this sifting, I'm casting it down in my sifting process. This is how I battle. This is how I win. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. I open up my mouth and I speak to the thing that is coming against me, and I speak the word of God. Hallelujah. I speak what's contrary to, hallelujah, what's happening in my life. I speak, hallelujah, the word of God. And the word of God, hallelujah, resurrects everything, hallelujah, that is trying to die, that is dying in my life. It breathes a life into my situation. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Everything that is exalting itself against the knowledge of God. And I bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Woo! I bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. You have to listen, thought, you have to obey what Christ has said concerning me. My thoughts have to be obedient. Even my thoughts have to be obedient to Christ. Ooh. Hallelujah. By his stripes, I am healed. My thoughts of death have to come into obedience with my healing, with life and life more abundantly. Oh, Jesus, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So therefore, everything that is coming against my joy on today has to come. Listen, you got to come into obedience. I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened. I'm not weak. I have the joy of the Lord. I am happy. The fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, is my portion, I declare, and I decree it. Bring it into alignment, women. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to cast down those imaginations. Glory to God, you got to cast it down. Hallelujah, glory to God, you got to cast it down. You have to cast it down. You have to do it. You have to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So victory is when, even though these things are happening in my life, victory is when I respond differently. Victory is not when my child is released from prison. That's not my victory. That's not my victory. Victory is not when I get a $1 million check. That's not my victory. Victory is not when you get a new house or car or job. That is not my victory. Victory is not when you are healed. That's not my victory. But it is when my mind is changed concerning the issue and the problem. I immediately have victory then. Woo! The three Hebrew boys said, as they were going into the fire, no matter how hard you turn it up, hallelujah, glory to God, I still believe that God is able to deliver me. That's when they had victory. That's when they had the victory. Even though their enemy was casting them into the furnace, turn it up. But I still got victory because I believe that God is able to deliver me. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. God is able to deliver me out of all of my afflictions. When I am in it and I believe, hallelujah, my faith don't fail, then I have the victory right then. I have it then. I have it then. Not when I come out, but while I'm in it. I have the victory. When my response is not satisfaction to the enemy, hallelujah, glory to God, then I have the victory. Go through your sifting, but don't lose your faith. Go through your sifting, but know that, hallelujah, that your God will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Jesus, help us on today. Hallelujah, change your mindset, hallelujah, about everything that you're going through today. And know that you have victory. Know that God is able. Hallelujah. It's when praying. This is when it is. It's when praying, hallelujah, glory to God, when you haven't gotten a response, you keep on praying. I'm going to keep praying even though, God, I haven't seen your response, but I'm going to keep praying because I believe. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to keep on praying, hallelujah, because I know the prayers of the righteous are better than much. I don't see the door open yet, but I believe, God, you're going to open the door. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And if you don't open the door, I believe that was the door that needed to be opened, but I still believe that I'm going to come to the door. Come on, somebody, that needs to be open in my life. Victory is when you still come to church. Here it is. When the Holy Ghost reveals what is not like God in you, one of the roughest battles that we have. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God, is when he reveals to us when he reveals to you, when he reveals to you what's not like him. When you look in the word and the word becomes a mirror and you don't see what you have read in you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you don't beat yourself up. Listen, you don't pull yourself away from the flock. You don't say, hallelujah, I'm not worthy. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. You don't say, I can't be around them because that's not who I am. Uh-uh. You say, this is who I am, but I believe that God is transforming me every day, every time I come into his presence. I believe, hallelujah, that the Lord is transforming me on the inside. I believe that because he showed me, I believe that this is my time, my opportunity to become changed in this area. I believe that God is about to get some glory out of my life with this stinking attitude. He's about to change me. Hallelujah. I believe that he's going to pull selfishness out of me. God is changing me. I believe that he is about, hallelujah, glory to God, to help me not to be vain in areas. God is changing me. Hallelujah. And I'm going to rejoice about it. Hallelujah. I'm going to let the saints know, hallelujah, that I'm still here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to glorify him. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to praise him in the midst of this situation, in the midst of my turning point. Come on, somebody. In the midst of my transformation, I'm going to praise God on through it. Hallelujah, because I know he's going to get the glory. He's making me better, not just for me, hallelujah, but for him and his glory. He's making me better for those that I'm coming in contact with, the those I got to witness to, the those I'm going to preach to, the those that I'm going to come on minister to. God is making me better for them. It ain't for me, it's for him. So I'm going to endure the process. The fruit of the spirit, endurance. I'm going to endure the process, hallelujah, Hallelujah. So that the Lord can get some glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't see a diamond yet. Hallelujah. But wait till I come through the process. Oh, glory to God. Wait till he wipe up all this stuff off of me. I'm going to praise him in the midst of it. And I got the victory. The devil is defeated because he desired for me to see that and fall into depression, to see that and pull away from the fold, to see that and run away from the vision, run away from my purpose, run away from my destiny because I'm carrying this thing. But I believe that God, hallelujah, glory to God, is saving me, hallelujah, right here in this area. I believe that he's cleansing me. I believe that, hallelujah, glory to God, Jesus, hallelujah, I believe that he is making me new. Hallelujah, right here. I got the victory because I ain't giving up. Victory is when your mind is renewed about the very thing that your enemy has thrown out to defeat you before you even realized you were in the battle. We got some battles going on even now that you don't even know you're in. There is a battle for you. There is a battle, hallelujah, in your life that is going on. A weapon that is forming that's not going to prosper. There's a battle that's going on right now. Hallelujah. But the Lord has prayed for us. Peter, you don't know. You get ready. You don't know. Peter, you don't know what you're getting ready to face. Hallelujah. Peter, I know you love me, but you don't know what you're getting ready to face. Oh, my God. Peter, I'm praying that your faith don't fail now. I'm praying, hallelujah, glory to God, that this battle, come on, it's some strong, it's some heavy stuff getting ready to come your way. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to be taken from you, Peter. But I'm praying that your faith don't fail not. Oh, God, hallelujah, glory to God. It's some stuff that's coming. It's some storms that's brewing. Hallelujah, glory to God. Listen, you think you're in a place of rest, everything going good, life is golden, I'm living my life like it's golden. Prepare yourself for the battle. Your faith cannot fail, so you must continue to be consistent in what God has called you to do. You must be consistent in praying unto the Lord. You must be consistent in meditation. You must be consistent, hallelujah, glory to God, in studying your word. Hallelujah, feeding your spirit, preparing yourself, hallelujah, for what's to come, so that when it comes, your faith won't fail. So that when it comes, you won't doubt God. So that when it comes, you have some ammunition to fight with. So that when it comes, you are in position as a warrior. Hallelujah. Listen, what warriors do in between battles is they prepare for the next battle. Come on, somebody. I said a warrior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They prepare for the next battle. Glory. They are aware that the enemy is plotting against them. They are aware that the enemy is not done. It's not over. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you, King Jesus has not gotten off the mercy seat yet. I'm here to tell you that he has not come riding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you that the rapture has not come yet. I'm here to tell you that the trumpet has not sounded. Oh, glory to God. So you should always be in a place where you are preparing, hallelujah, for battle. Warriors, hallelujah, women of God, you should always be in a position where you are praying, you are studying, you are fasting. Come on, somebody. You are in consecration. Oh, my son, I feel the anointing of God. You should always be in a position where you are able to hear God. You are always, hallelujah, you should always be searching out your life to see what's not pleasing unto him. You should always be in a place, hallelujah. You should always be in a place, hallelujah, where you are girding yourself up. Hallelujah, glory to God. You should never allow your enemy to catch you off
oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You should always be praying for your children, for your husband. Come on, somebody. Look at the things that he used to get to you. Examine your life. What's close to your heart, because that's what he's coming for. He's coming for what's close to you. Jesus was no exception to this rule. Peter was close to him. Peter had a good assignment. Peter had the most important assignment. Look at your word. Jesus said, I'm praying that your faith fail not. And when you have, hallelujah, when you recover, some versions say, or when you've been converted, hallelujah, some versions say, oh, but when you come to yourself, Peter, I need for you to strengthen your brethren. Jesus said, I'm not praying for them while they go through the sifting. I'm praying for you when you go through the sifting. I'm not praying for them when I leave. But I'm praying for you, Peter. I'm praying for you. Why I gotta pray for you? Because you have a very important assignment, Peter. You gotta strengthen your brothers. They're gonna be in a room. They're gonna be in a place where they feel forsaken. When they're doubting, Thomas doubted, but Peter, I need for you to be in a place that even though you don't see me, you know that I'm with you. Peter, I need for you to have faith in me. I need for you to understand everything that I've spoken up to you is going to come to pass. You're going to sit here in judgment and judge the 12 tribes. Go, God, you're going to sit at this table that I'm preparing for you. Yes, I'll go, I'm not shining at all. In my father's house, there are many messages. Oh, come back on that all. Peter, you're going to have a place in me like nobody else has. Oh, but you got an assignment that you got to fulfill. Oh, but when you recover, when you have been converted, you with me, Peter, but you got some conversion to go through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to defend me. Glory to God, and you're going to deny me. All in one night. Oh, you're going to let me down, Peter, so you think. But I'm expecting it. Oh, you thought that you let God down. You thought that you did something to hurt his heart so bad that you cannot return. Who am I speaking to? You thought that God forgot about your purpose, your plan, and your destiny. Oh, my God, but he has not forgotten. He said you need to be converted. Oh, my God, I'm a sheep. Your mind needs to be renewed. God said, I have not forgotten, but I'm just waiting for you to be converted. Come out of self-pity, self-affliction stuff. You're just putting all this stuff on you. All these weights on you. Oh my. But God said, I need for you to get on your face. Hallelujah. And begin to speak to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell me all about it and then shut up. Oh, hear the Lord on today. He said, get it all out and be quiet. Oh my God, I am a shika. Because I need to speak to you. I need to pour into you. I need for you to understand that I'm right here. Oh, God, I'm a shaya. God sent a wind, a mighty wind from the east to your people now, God, to settle in our spirit. God has not forgotten. He hasn't forgotten. I want you to know on the day. Hallelujah. Don't get relaxed. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because you don't feel pressure. Yeah. Don't get relaxed because you don't feel pain. Don't get relaxed and comfortable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In your king size. Come on, somebody. Your oversized bed. Come on, somebody. Oh, God. Because you think everything is well and very well. Oh, God. But you still have a battle. And can I give you this? Because I heard the Spirit just say that even though you are no longer in a battle, you got battle buddies that's going through. Of the prayers of the righteous, avail as much. You pray for me I pray for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. While I am weak, the Lord has made you strong. Oh, God. While I have a need, God has already supplied for you. Oh, what I have need of, God has given it to you. Come on, Elijah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What you have need of, Elijah, I gave to the widow woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you think, hallelujah, you have all that you need, when you release what God tells you to release, when you release what God tells you to release, watch, hallelujah, what he gives you in return, because he can trust you with a little, hallelujah, he will give you much, hallelujah, glory to God. Many are the afflictions of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need for you to understand on today, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, you can have the victory in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can have the victory in it. Hallelujah. You can win while you are going through it. Hallelujah. You can walk in victory while you are in suffering. You can walk in victory while you are in pain. You can walk in victory. Hallelujah. When friends forsake you, you can walk in victory. Hallelujah. When your mother and your father forsake you, the word of God says, then the Lord will take you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can walk in victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When they give you the pink slip, when they tell you you can't work here no more, you can walk in victory. Hallelujah. When they laugh in your face, hallelujah, and stab you in the back, you can walk in victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can walk in victory when your husband walk out, when the divorce papers are served. You can still walk in victory when the son is put in prison. Hallelujah. When your daughter, hallelujah, your teenage daughter is having a baby and then had another one. You can still walk in victory. I need for somebody to know on today that victory belongs to you, but it only belongs to you if you take hold of it. You gotta grab it. You got to grab it. By faith, receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to grab it. I'm praying that your faith don't fail you. I'm praying that your faith don't fail you not. If you want to know what my prayer is, when God allows things to come in your life, if he don't tell me to pray you out of it, he's telling me to pray while you're in it. He's telling me to pray that your faith don't fail, that you endure, that you come through it better than you did when you went in. Hallelujah. I need you to know that he's building you in this thing. Hallelujah. And I know many of us aren't going through much. Hallelujah. Praise God for you now. But remember, the warrior prepares for the battle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He prepares for the battle. Listen, hallelujah, listen, hallelujah, then hear, glory to God, listen, then hear, hallelujah, glory to God. Allow the word to get in you on today. With all things, hallelujah, glory to God, God makes it possible. In all things with him, it's possible. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible with God. Hallelujah. Because with God, all things are possible. You can do, hallelujah, all things through Christ that strengthens you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you want to know, hallelujah, how to respond to those that the enemy is even using in your life, hallelujah, to cause suffering, to cause heartache, hallelujah, if you want to know how to respond to them, glory to God, if you want to know, hallelujah, what's the first thing that I must do, hallelujah, in this thing, hallelujah, glory to God, if you want to know, Jesus, hallelujah, oh God, Matthew 5, hallelujah, 44, hallelujah, glory to God, it tells us in the word of God, but I say unto you, Jesus said, love, love, love your enemies. Hallelujah. Bless them. Bless them that curse you. Love your enemies and bless them that curse you. Do good to them, hallelujah, that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said that's what you got to do. Hallelujah. You got to pray for them. You got to bless them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to love on them. I know it's hard. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because you're in this thing. It's you that's facing this. Hallelujah. But you got to listen to those who have already done it. Hallelujah. You got to listen to wisdom. And wisdom says, hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. I've applied the word to my life. I'm a witness that the word works. Hallelujah, glory to God. I love those. Hallelujah, glory to God. I loved on them that was my enemies. I bless those that cursed me. Hallelujah. I pray for the ones that despitefully used me. Hallelujah. That was my response. I had to learn it. Hallelujah. But I saw the Lord work through my enemies. Come on, somebody. I saw the Lord cause my enemies to be my footstool. I saw the Lord, come on somebody, cause my enemies to begin to bless me. Hallelujah, glory to God. My enemies gave me free advertisement. They were telling people to leave me alone, but the Lord was calling people, hallelujah, to turn and look towards me. Hallelujah, glory to God. And when they saw me, they saw his glory. Look at how she's going through the divorce. Her husband left her. Her husband cheated on her. Her husband beat on her. Oh, but when they saw me, they saw God. God, shit, God. But because I didn't look like, hallelujah, what they said. Come on, somebody. They was expecting one thing, but God showed them another. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let God get the glory. Oh, shit, God, I'm Messiah. Hallelujah. Luke just says it a different way. Luke says in verse 28 of chapter 6, he just says, bless them that curse you and pray for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Which despitefully use you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, that's all you got to do. Respond differently. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm determined to respond differently. Glory to my son that is God. I'm determined to respond differently. I'm determined to give God glory in all things. Hallelujah. And I'm determined, hallelujah, not to give the enemy my victory just because he wants to have his way in my mind. Oh, God. But I'm casting it down. Hallelujah. I'm rebuking him. I'm letting him know that he is not going to have free reign in my mind. I'm letting him know that I'm going to fulfill my purpose and my destiny, that the plan of God shall be completed in my life. Hallelujah. And because I'm a willing vessel, I'm willing to go through whatever God allows, because I know what he allows me to go through, he's going to get. Praise his holy name. Praise the name of Jesus. I have victory no matter what I face. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name, Father. I pray for those who have heard this word. I pray for those, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God, who will respond differently to the situations and the issues in their life. I pray, Father God, for those, hallelujah, glory to God, who have received this word and decided that they are going to be warriors. And no matter what battle they face, they are going to be warriors and claim their victory, lifting up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm thanking you, Father, that our faith won't fail, that we'll respond differently. Hallelujah. Even though the sitting is coming, Korea Mashiach, our faith won't fail. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Amen. Such a powerful word from the Lord. Father God, I ask you to give back to your servant that gave out to your people this morning. Put back what she gave out just for your people. Cover her, Father God, from the head, crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Send an overflow of blessings for her being obedient to your word. And bless her family. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Overseer, for coming on. Can you tell the people how to contact you if they want to be a part of your ministry, or if they want to invite you out, or if you have any books? How can they reach you?
Yes, woman of God, thank you so much. The best way to reach me, hallelujah, is through SP, S for Satedra, P is for Pen, Divine Daughters of the Kingdom. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm sorry, Divine Daughters at gmail.com. S is in Sam, P is in Paul, divinedaughter@gmail.com. I'm sorry, I was praying while you were praying. divinedaughter@gmail.com. The website, if you desire for me to come to minister in whatever capacity the Lord sees fit, the website is divinedaughterofthekingat.com. divinedaughtersoftheking.com. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the ministry that I serve under my husband, Bishop Cedric Penn, is Kingdom Connection Christian Ministries. Hallelujah. Right here in Conyers, Georgia. Our Facebook page is Kingdom Connection Christian Ministries. Kingdom with a K. Connection with a K. Christian Ministries. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Do you have any upcoming events that you would like to share before you go?
Yes. Our upcoming events, praise the Lord, we will be in Jacksonville, Florida, and that is the Divine Daughters of the Kingdom. Hallelujah. DDK, that is the ministry, hallelujah, that the Lord has allowed me to birth the women's ministry. We've been established since 2014, and we are on the move this year. We will be in Jacksonville, Florida, coming up June 12th. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And the name of the empowerment is Hallelujah Anyhow, praise the Lord. And we give God glory and honor for that opportunity right there in Jacksonville, Florida. In Conyers, Georgia, the Women's Retreat for 2021 entitled Embrace. I'm excited about it. Glory to God. That will be November 5th through the 6th. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My spiritual mother, Apostle Samethia Bankston, will be in the house this year, along with myself and two anointed women of God. God has anointed to worship, in worship, to lead us in worship. So we're grateful for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And also this year, I will be affirmed as prophet this year during that conference. So it's a big, big, big celebration. God is doing wonderful things, but I'm excited because he is going to usher us into the place that we need to be in order to embrace the assignment on our life. It's going to be powerful and empowering. So I praise God. Hopefully you can join us. You can register for the conference on our website. God bless.
Okay, thank you. Thank you again so much. Make sure you send me the flyers so I can post it on War Gospel Connection on Facebook, because Apostle and I are real big on supporting one another. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Thank you again, woman of God, for coming on, and you have a blessed and phenomenal day. We're going to go to a quick commercial
Praise
break.
God.
You guys stay
Hallelujah.
Tuned. Yes, ma'am.
I was sitting in the kitchen and I was like, Lord, what am I gonna do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took two steps forward and you took five steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good.
your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You so good to me.
Let's go out here, everybody. Lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work.
When the
Come on, lift it up.
You've been so good.
Oh. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight.
You've been so good.
When I almost lost my mind, you've been
so good.
When the enemy came in like a flood, you've been everybody lift your voice, say,
so good.
Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers, featuring that girl, LeAndrea Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister LeAndrea is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say. Yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hurt me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time. Background. Uh-huh. Say it again. Hold up. Uh-huh. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right. Uh-huh. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say, if my people who are called by my name would just sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, LeAndrea. Go ahead and talk.
Make you put your phone down. Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. wonders are still what you do. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby.
And bodies are still being raised. Wonders are still what you do. We are here.
miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you